Do you want more eyes than ever before on your business in 2022? Even if you've never used SEO before, I'm going to give you the top to bottom, easy to implement SEO strategy that's extremely timely for the year 2022 that will get you more customers through having more eyes, basically, on the incredible products that you sell. So if that sounds good to you, then tune in.
Welcome to Emma Gibbons Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy.
Implementing an SEO strategy that's relevant for 2022 into the content you've worked so hard to create. If you don't already have a content strategy for 2022, no worries. That was last week's video, so I'm actually going to send you over there first. Make sure you have your core content pillars figured out, and then come back to you can infuse SEO best practices to get more eyes on your content through search. After your content strategy and content pillars have been decided, step two is research. I always talk about research, but this is really specific to key phrase research. So these are a couple of tools I like to use. Google, just start typing your topic into the search bar and see what other items come up, what's similar to that topic. You'll know that people have been typing them consistently enough into Google that they're the first results, or the first questions, the first queries that come up. And my preferred tool is Keywords Everywhere. Even if you use the free plugin, basically you add this to your browser, and in addition to seeing all the stuff you do on a Google page, you can also, so basically you type in your search term into Google, hit search, and on the right-hand side of the page with the plugin, you're going to see suggested key phrases that are similar, short ones and long ones. And if you want to see an example of how this works in action, you can actually check out this video about four tools that I recommend for copywriting for your business and Keywords Everywhere. I actually do a screen share and walk you through how I use it. It's really, really simple. If you just use the basic plugin, just take a look at the suggested key phrases. And here's my suggestion to you. In 2022, look at the long tail key phrases. So usually 3 to 5 words, but honestly, we're looking at even longer in 2022 to make sure that you are really able to compete online so people can find you specifically. Second tip here around key phrase research, aside from long tail keywords, key phrases to be more accurate, is if you have a brick and mortar presence, an actual physical storefront, enjoy putting in location markers. So, you know, best photographers, Etobicoke. I live in that area of Toronto, so that's what comes to mind. That is a 3-word, so it's a shorter end of the long tail key phrases, but it still counts as long tail. And what's more important is that you can actually get found by people who could be your customers. Because if you do in-person services, or if you sell products in person, and that's a really big goal for you. So for example, if you're a winery who wants to make sure you have more tourists come visit you when they're in the Niagara region, then make sure that you're including SEO key phrases that speak to, you know, the best wineries in Niagara, or fruit cider in Niagara, for example. So the theme here between long tail key phrases and location keywords included in your key phrases in 2022 is to make sure that you're getting high searched key phrases, so you know people are actually looking for those things, combined with that they are the right kind of traffic. There are people who are looking for something directly relevant to what you sell, and there are people who could be customers, talking about in person. Right traffic, right time, right customers. Now you've figured out your core key phrases. We're going to talk about step three, which is to understand the search or user intent behind each query. So in more everyday language, why did someone type in that phrase to Google? Why were they looking that up? In a sense, it could be as simple as answering the question, what problem are they looking to solve? Or what kind of solution do they want? Usually problem-oriented. So you'll see frequently 4 types of search intents when you do research about this topic. And the first type is informational. Basically, they're looking for information, basic information usually, to educate themselves. An example of this for my industry would be, what is content writing? Basic information, basic who, what, where, when, why kind of question. Usually it's a what question. If you haven't checked out my recent video about the 5 stages of customer awareness, this would be a really great resource. We'll make sure it's accessible to you here, because essentially at the informational phase, that is on a very low level of awareness. So totally unaware, or I would say if they're Googling it, problem aware. So they know they've got a problem and they're just trying to understand that problem more. By understanding the phase of awareness that's connected to the reason behind their search, you'll be able to consider as well how to write content that's specific to that level of need. Next possible type of search query is comparison. So speaking of the levels of awareness, this is more of a mid stage. So usually they're already problem aware, they're moving a little bit further in their journey. They might be typing in, what is content writing versus copywriting? Like, they know that there is a difference between those two things, they just don't know exactly what it is. Could be Pepsi versus Coke, like they even know the brands, but what is really the difference between them? Could also be something like best content writer in Toronto. So they know that they're starting to look for a solution, but they're super early in figuring out how people help them. So they figured out last time what the content writing was. Now they know that they like it and something they need, but they need to see what's out there in the Toronto market. So best content writers in Toronto. So they're comparing solutions in the market, even ones that they might know the name of, like the Pepsi Coke example. So the third type of search that you'll see people talk about is transactional. These are people who are pretty much ready to buy. They're probably solution aware. So they might look up something like hire content writers Toronto. So their intention already is to book a discovery call with someone or fill out an informational form to get more details from them. So they want to hire someone. They just might not know exactly who. They might be looking at a couple of different options. So they're pretty much ready to buy. They might just not be the hottest lead who's like straight to cart, checkout. That's kind of the difference here. And that person is in the next category. And these people are glorious. They're navigational. So basically, they're at the totally aware phase. They could be solution aware as well, but let's stick with mapping it out to the stages of awareness in the simplest way possible. So these are people who are probably actually typing in the name of your product or even your business, actually. That's more accurate, right? Like if you sell goods that other stockists sell as well, then when they type in your business name, and especially your business name plus product, they're so ready to buy. They just want to get to the product page as quickly as possible through Google, and they're ready to check out. Or if they're searching for your specific product and you're able to show up in the search because you're using SEO key phrases that show up there, then they will hopefully select yours. You've got a great product description written. If you don't, check out this video about how to write awesome product descriptions. And then they're warm enough that they will probably check out as well. So you love your navigational people. Now the key here is that navigational people are only a small part of the pie. You're gonna be largely writing to people who are really looking for information, who are looking for comparisons, and hopefully who are looking to make a transaction. They just need more details. Navigational people are fewer and further between, but you can increase the number of people who are with your content marketing strategy overall. And you can also basically pass buyers, people who've already purchased from your store before or have already bought that product before and loved it themselves. Those are likely to be your navigational search queries, as people who are past buyers or who got a direct recommendation from a friend or tested it out because their friend owns it. So in my case, it would be someone typing in Emma Givens content and copy, my business name, and getting my website popping up number one. So to kind of summarize the importance of search intent, it's that you understand, based on all the key phrases you came up with, are people really overall more on the informational level? Are there a lot of like who, what, where, when, why basic questions that really speak to, oh, they need to know more about this problem. I need to educate them with most of my content. There are not that many people who are looking up something like hire content writers Toronto. There's way more people looking up what is copywriting or what is content writing, for example. And if that's the case, I'm going to focus more of my content on informational types, educational types. The second part of it is that you can be more intentional about the content you do decide to write. So you might not write as many articles that are using SEO key phrases around a specific product, But you may choose to write one because for those people who are ready to buy that product and who want to read an in-depth review on a blog, for example, that and you also sell it on your site, it could absolutely be worthwhile to write that review because those people who do look it up, even if there's less of them, they are ready to purchase it. They just want to make sure it's a logical choice. So by being able to have them on your site already and hyperlinking to selling it on your site, you're far more likely to make a sale. So it is absolutely worthwhile. You'll just want to think about how much of each type of content do you create. Step four is deeply connected. So we were just talking about making sure you're thinking about how much of each type of content to create. And that is connected to satisfying the search intent, making sure that you're providing what people are asking for. So how do you do that in a little bit more detail? Well, Google the phrase. You picked your few phrases already. Pop it into Google and see what comes up on the first page. Is it mostly blog posts? Chances are you're going to want to write a blog too because they're doing well and that's satisfying people. Google says so, but you're just going to want to make sure that yours is better. Yours is SEO friendly, of course, but also it might be twice as long as somebody else's blog post, but still just as valuable. Or if all those blog posts, if you go into them and none of them have a video embedded and you do YouTube videos too, make sure you create a matching YouTube video and embed it into your blog post because having multiple forms of media will also make sure yours stands out so it can start to appear closer to the top. Really, really important. You want to satisfy people the best. When they're not super happy with one, they'll go on to the one right under it and yours can be there ready to convince them. A key tip here is that if you're noticing that all the results on the homepage are massive businesses or big universities or big magazines, then your phrase isn't specific enough. It's not enough of a long tail key phrase. You want to make sure that these are your competitors. So businesses of a similar size or magazines, like a mix of magazines, a mix of blog posts, and you can really find a spot in there that stands out. So just make sure if they're all massive, to keep using keywords everywhere, for example, and look for a longer or more specific key phrase. Step five is to differentiate your content even more from the competitors. So some ways to do this are to make sure that your web design is way more user-friendly. So make sure at the very least you have strong user-friendly design and accessible design, so that way it's easy for people to interact with your website. Accessible design, universal design, is better for everybody. Easy to read, skimmable text is great for seniors, and it's great for the everyday person who wants to read something quickly, right? So make sure it's super user friendly. And also use your own examples and stories, right? So if there's something like a piece of content that you're creating that talks about, it's a review for a product, and there's a lot of people who've written reviews and they're satisfying search intent, but these are people you could compete with. The way that you make sure your review stands out is you connect it to your own experience with the product, right? So give an anecdote of, you know, the reason you couldn't sleep and why that sleep mask that you sell on your site is even better for you, right? So it's really, really important that you infuse your own examples and stories into the text. So that way it really does stand out and can connect, because we've talked about this before on the channel. Being specific and speaking as if to one person actually creates a much more universal experience. It feels like, oh, you're talking to exactly me, or my partner does this every single night too. And you're gonna want to incorporate your unique brand voice and archetype. We're not gonna go into detail in this video. This is something that I've talked about a few times before, but I really strongly recommend if you don't have a clearly defined brand voice and you don't know what your brand archetype is, this is essential to a well-run content strategy. It's so critically important, and it makes a huge difference in your copy too. When we talk about brand and copywriting at my business, this is really what it's about. It's brand voice, a unique brand message, and brand archetype. So you create a personality for your brand that's different from everybody else's. Make sure people choose you. So if this is new to you, then check out the link in my description box. You can hop on a call with me. We can talk about the best way for you to create this brand messaging guide for yourself. For example, I offer a service called the Brand Messaging Bible Experience. So we spend half a day together. I ask you so many questions. We do a really fun archetype exercise that involves cards. It's super, super cool. Archetypes are used by massive businesses like Coca-Cola and Pepsi, so we keep bringing up those examples. And we're going to make sure that you have a unique message within a week. So we'll put together this beautiful Bible, and it's Really, it really is. It's like a 25-page document. It includes samples of the voice of your customers. It gives you your archetype report so you know exactly what kinds of stories to tell. It's like reading the diary of your ideal clients mixed with why they love you so much, right? Like they're basically like getting a sneak peek into your crush's diary who's also got a crush on you. And you can understand, oh, I know exactly how to like stand out to them tomorrow. They want me to say this to them. I'm going to go do it. So that's really the experience we can create with your brand messaging bible. And if you don't have something like that on your side, it saves you so much time and energy and makes sure every piece of copy and content you write is worthwhile. So definitely check out that link. I'd be so happy to talk with you about it. And our final tip today is to write for humans. So SEO key phrases can sometimes be structured kind of strangely, right? You wouldn't necessarily put the words together in a sentence in that order. And that is important, right? You want to make sure you're incorporating that key phrase into strategic ways, but not at the expense of comprehension and connection with your ideal clients. So make sure you're writing for one person. Try to keep it to like a sixth grade level. Make it super simple and easy to read copy. Make it super conversational, something really accessible and makes people feel very comfortable and not at all intimidated. That combined with using the SEO key phrase very thoughtfully will make sure that it's easy to read valuable content that is still SEO friendly. And so to learn more about how to optimize a page for SEO, so basically where do you put that key phrase and how frequently, you can learn that easily in this video where we actually talk about how to optimize a blog post particularly. And you'll get a downloadable checklist basically. You'll say things like, did you include that key phrase in the title of the blog post? Yes. Check. And there's 10. There's just 10 to make sure that your page is optimized. And you can actually use this checklist as well, not just for blog post pages, but you can pretty much use it for things like product pages as well. So it's just a generally good SEO checklist. So that is essentially your SEO strategy for 2022. If you can incorporate even a couple of these tips for the very first time, the searchability of your business is going to skyrocket. How many people you get in terms of web traffic, visitors to the site is going to improve. And also the amount of time they're going to spend on your content because it's so valuable to them. You've done the research. You've made this intention to create really high value copy or content. It's going to get people engaged with you, signing up to your email list, checking out the products that you recommend in the blog post, going to your product pages. It's really going to build trust in an audience. So I'm so excited for you to try this in 2022. Let me know which of these tips you're going to start with first. I can't wait to hear. I hope if you've never done the research before, maybe it's the research, because I tell you, like, that will change everything for you and your business. Like I said, if you haven't checked out that SEO video yet, I am also going to drop in a link directly to the SEO audit checklist. So that way, if you just want to go straight to downloading it to make sure that you can check off, yes, I've got this done on my page, yes, I've got this done on my page, you can just download it, print it out, or save it to your desktop and just open it every single time that you're about to publish a blog post. So super easy for you to get right there. All right, thank you so much for joining me. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.